2017 AFL Pride Match Celebration, live on Joy 94.9 from Sydney. Now, Nissan are proud to sponsor this Joy broadcast and delighted to give ongoing support to a community-driven radio station such as Joy 94.9.
Now, we are very lucky to have our next special guest, who is Jason Ball. Jason is best known as a pioneering LGBTI advocate who, after coming out in 2012, used his platform to launch a campaign to challenge homophobia in sport and drive cultural change within the AFL. And since taking that stand, has become a national figurehead on combating homophobia in sport. Our other special guest is Councillor Jess Miller, who was first elected to council in 2016 and is one of the youngest people to hold an elected office at the City of Sydney. She is also passionate about supporting Sydney's nighttime economy, artists, musicians, small bar owners, and tonight we hope also sport. Jason and Jess, thank you very much for joining us.
Hi.
Hey, great to be here.
Thank you so much. Just some more underachievers.
I know.
Tonight.
Rachel, we need to do something with our lives. Write that down. Jason, obviously some of this phenomenon was really started by you with your Pride game in Yarra Glen. How does it feel to see this second AFL Pride game here tonight?
Oh, it feels incredible. It's grown so much, and the amount of rainbow out there at the SCG tonight looks absolutely phenomenal. And I do think back to 2014 when the Yarra Glen Football Club decided that they'd hold a Pride game, and from little things, big things grow, I guess.
Mm. Oh, it's just amazing. Look at it out there tonight. The rainbow's everywhere. It's fantastic.
It's a big party, isn't it? I want to get down there. Yeah, well,
thank you for inviting us to your town, Jess.
Oh, pleasure.
What's it like to have this game in Sydney this year?
Oh, I think it's great. I mean, Sydney has always prided itself on its pride. Mm. Obviously, the home of the Mardi Gras. But also, I think it's such a coup for women's footy, for people with different abilities to get involved, and just diversity across the whole board, because we've just got such an amazing grassroots of sporting community that already is incredibly diverse and accepting of everyone. So taking that and seeing it writ large is, I think, you know, this is what it's all about. It's great.
Absolutely.
And does the City of Sydney have further initiatives to promote diversity and inclusion within the city and outside of it?
Yeah, of course. Like, the City's been a huge supporter of the LGBTIQ community for a really long time. We've supported the Mardi Gras since its inception. Within the organisation, we do a lot to make sure that we're hiring different people from different backgrounds. Yeah, I think it's sort of, you've got to lead by example, and I think all of us on the council, and particularly the Lord Mayor, have really been passionate advocates for equality of women, equality of all types of people, and definitely this is a big deal for us. So, yeah, we're really proud.
Absolutely. Now, Jason, a lot that we've heard about this game is that there's a lot of LGBTI people who don't feel comfortable going to the footy. They're fearful of it. Why do you think tonight's important to encourage people to come to these games?
Well, football is a great thing, and who couldn't agree with getting more people to come to the footy? And the reality is that a lot of people who are LGBTI don't feel comfortable coming along. They certainly probably wouldn't feel comfortable holding their partner's hand in the grandstand. They're subjected to potentially a lot of homophobic language that has been used in the crowd and, you know, shouting over the fence. And so, you know, it's a stand against homophobia and homophobic language, but it's also a celebration of diversity. There's a big clash going on in the background at the SCG. It's all happening. There's also a football game happening.
Yeah.
But, yeah, look, you know, there are so many people out there who, you know, view their life through the prism of AFL football, and to see AFL taking this leadership position, I think, sends a really positive message to the whole community and to those young kids out there who might be struggling to come to terms with who they are, to know that it's okay to be themselves.
And is that obviously the same as well for players? I know you've remarked as well about how that affected your ability to forge those bonds and those relationships with the people that you were playing sport with.
Yeah.
Are you hoping that these sort of events will also encourage people who are gay or openly gay to also go out there and play sport and not to live in that sort of fear?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, growing up, the football club felt like the one place that I would never be able to come out. And there is still not a single AFL player at that elite level in the male game. who feels comfortable to do that. And I know when I was a young kid growing up and struggling to come to terms with who I was, especially in that football environment, if I had have known of such thing as a gay footballer, if I had have known he could be out to his teammates and it wouldn't be a big deal, you know, that would have made a world of difference to me, and that was my motivation to share my story. But it's also, you know, sport is such a great thing for people's mental health, for their, you know, physical health. And so to feel excluded from sport, or to feel like you can't be yourself in the sporting environment, just further compounds, you know, the negative health outcomes that we often see with amongst the LGBTI community.
So do you think that's a way forward? Somebody hopefully feeling confident within themselves to come out and be openly gay?
Yeah, it's important to say that, you know, the Pride game is not about forcing anyone out of the closet.
Of
obviously, that's a personal decision that any individual has to make. But the Pride game is about creating an environment where if a player did want to do that, that they could feel comfortable to do so and know that the AFL, the Sydney Swans, St Kilda Football Club, or whoever their team is, that they're going to have their back. That's absolutely crucial. And, you know, one day I think it will be an amazing thing to see that happen. But at the end of the day, we want to get to a point where a player coming out wouldn't even be a news story, because it's just part and parcel of the diversity of the game. But we've still got a long way to go before at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. Jess, do you think football is really important for bringing people together and to creating that sense of community?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think, like, looking back, you know, through school and just sport in general for, like, men and women, it's an amazing leveler. It's like one of those things where nothing else really matters. Like, you can be Muslim, you can be gay, you can be, you don't even have to speak English, like the same language. It's sort of like one of those universal things. And I think these games are really important too, because so many kids look up to these guys, you know, and the women as well. Like, the women's league combined with this is just heaven. Like, how amazing. And seeing, you know, having young kids and these men who are seen as these, like, macho dudes, and, you know, everybody wants to be Buddy Franklin. And
I want to be Buddy Franklin.
Well, I wouldn't mind being Buddy, but I'm a Melbourne supporter, so
A Melbourne supporter?
I can't do it, yeah.
You're a Sydney girl and you're a Melbourne
Sydney
supporter.
I'm
from Melbourne.
I'm from Frankston. So
oh, wow.
I'm like thick in the, like, yeah, no, but I know what it's like, and I know what a big deal footy was. And, you know, for, I think it, you know, to Jason's point, when you've got, like, teammates supporting each other and friendships and allowing people to be who they are, that's such a huge thing, and it can really change someone's life. So, you know, you can't underrate how important, you know, the leadership that these guys in the AFL are showing. And I think it's great because it echoes what's already happening at local clubs. I think, you know, they're really paving the way. We're seeing some amazing things out in Western Sydney with the Women's League. The Women's League this year was such a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I just feel like we're at this big tipping point, and the culture of sport and the culture of gender and the culture of identity is really shifting for the better, and we can all be really proud.
Are there ways, Jason, the AFL is trying to encourage diversity, and also are there education platforms or training or policies or strategies in place that you know of regarding diversity and inclusion?
Sure. Well, it was around the time when I came out that the AFL updated its vilification and discrimination policies to include sexuality along with other attributes like race, religion and gender. And so that was the start of that journey, and they've gone on to create education programs that do look at sexuality and gender diversity that are rolled out for AFL players. And I think the next step is to roll that out at the grassroots. And it's been through my football club, Yarra Glen, in partnership with the Yarra Rangers Council and AFL Victoria, that we've actually developed the first education program for grassroots footy when it comes to LGBTI inclusion. And it was really important because we were having a pride game and we wanted those players to understand, you know, what are the challenges that LGBTI people face in sport? What role can they play as individuals to create a more welcoming and inclusive culture? And also educating the coaches across our whole league, because they sort of set the tone for what's acceptable in a football culture, and wanted them to be able to, you know, stand up and be counted as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's more than just putting on the rainbow. You've got to understand what it's about behind that.
And that's what we've seen at the AFL level too. I was honoured to come up to Sydney a couple of weeks ago and share my story with the Sydney Swans players and all of their football department and their commercial teams. And, you know, for me, the launch of Sydney's Diversity Action Plan really shows that they are prepared to walk the walk as well as talk the talk on this issue. That's, the Pride game is not just a once-off for them. They're committed to promoting diversity, you know, well into the future, which is fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jason, thank you so much for joining us tonight and for everything you've done in this area. Jess, thank you. It was so lovely to have you and represent the city of Sydney.
Yeah, they just got a
and
goal.
Melbourne.
And Melbourne.
Well.
Oh, yeah. So I hope you both enjoy the rest of the game. Oh, no, the Ds did well, didn't they?
Really well.
Thank you, girls.
Just had so many players.
No, thank you.
It's exciting times.
It's such an amazing broadcast. You girls are doing such a great job. Keep it up.
Stop it. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks for having us.